You are also hosting an anchor in the CBS Evening News this week, correct?
That is correct, and 4 days next week also. Yes.
So it is very possible. In fact, I'm going to go likely you'll hear that copy machine at the end of the newscast. That's what I'm going with. Facts.
Listen very, very closely.
Exactly. Facts be damned. If we had a conversation, and we probably did, actually, the Monday after Joe Biden stepped away, and I would have said to you, Major, when the vice president wins the nomination, she is going to select Tim Walz. And I told you that the day after, not today, but the day after. I'm guessing you would have laughed. So how?
I would have said, Chad, that has as much chance of happening as her selecting Tim Pawlenty.
Yeah. Yes. Another frequent guest of the show, by the way. So how did it happen? And as I said earlier, I think this should motivate anybody who's tried and tried and tried to get something done in their life. Keep trying. Because Tim Walz dove into the deep end where people were saying, oh, he can't swim. What's he doing? Right. And then he looked like, then today, you know, he looks like Michael Spitz because he ended up winning.
Yeah. And he closed strong. Closed really, really strong. I had someone text me today. Yeah, he closed like Noah Lyles in the 100 meter. I said, that's the first time ever and the only time Tim Walz will ever be compared with Noah Lyles.
Yes, that is true.
But he leaned across the tape, you know, and look, how did he do it? Personal compatibility matters, and they got along very well in their one-on-one meeting at the Naval Observatory as this process moved down to its finality. They met when Kamala Harris, the vice president, went to a reproductive health facility in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. That went very well. It's not unknown to anyone in Democratic circles that when Democrats controlled the legislature for the first time in many years and Tim Walz was governor, what was one of the first things they did? They formalized, and under Minnesota law, access to abortion after the Dobbs decision. It's also well known among Democrats, and this issue matrix matters a great deal, not only access to abortion and reproductive health care, but both of their children, the Walz's children, IVF, don't think that doesn't matter in this broader conversation about what is and what isn't going to be a part of America's future on this pivotal issue. And for Democrats, it is highly, highly motivating. And look, you know this. The audience knows this. Most of America doesn't know this. Minnesota has an incredibly diverse and vibrant economy. And anyone who is governor of Minnesota has to be able to talk turkeys, hogs, corn, soybean, sugar beets, mining, retail, tech, and healthcare. You have to know all those things.
I mean, are you applying for the Minnesota Tourism Bureau right here? I mean Dave, we have him on today for an audition?
I didn't even know we talked about all those things.
Yeah,
I mean, sugar beets.
Sugar beets, yes. No, you're right. You're 100%
right. You've got to know about all those things.
Yep.
And you've got to be able to plow into rural America if you're a Democrat and say, hey, I know how to shoot a gun. I'm a hunter. I do it all the time. I'm comfortable in a T-shirt and a ball cap. I taught high school geography, and I won a state football championship. That is the kind of thing that at the meta level where most Americans consume politics matters. Now, I know what the Trump campaign is going to do. They've already started it. They will try to make Tim Walz the mayor of Midwest Portland.
Yep. Okay? That's exactly right.
They will tell America he is the mayor of the Portland of the Midwest, and Portland scares you to death. And Tim Walz is responsible for all of that. And they've already done the dangerously liberal thing. They would have done that with Josh Shapiro. They would have done it with Mark Kelly. But that issue and the memories in 2020 for Republicans and particularly Trump supporters about what they perceive, what their memory tells them was the unpunished rioters of 2020 remains a motivating issue. And Tim Walz is going to have to deal with that. Kamala Harris is going to have to deal with that. Because they're going to bring up no cash bail. They're going to bring up prosecutors who look the other way on violent crime or mayhem in the streets. They're going to have to deal with all that. There's plenty of rejoinders to that. I'll let them fight it out. But I guarantee you, they're going to try to portray the governor of Minnesota as the mayor of the Midwest Portland.
You are 100% right. They are going to show clips of Tim Walz late to reacting to not the protest. Let's be clear. Not the protest, but to the rioting, which was criminal. Yeah. And by the way, when people say individuals weren't arrested and weren't tried, it's just a lie. It's just an absolute lie. Hundreds were arrested and tried. But they're going to point out falsely that Donald Trump stepped in and called the National Guard, which is not true. Did he call for Tim Walz to do it? Did he brag that he did it when he's not allowed to do it? Yes. But they're going to also say that was the tipping point for lawlessness. That when I was president, Donald Trump, those 4 years, and they'll stilt the data, right? That it was safe and you could walk out there, and that Tim Walz lit the match of the lawlessness. And this is what Harris thinks of crime in our country. She brought the guy who started all this, and I'm going to step in and save you once again.
Right. And that's why all these other things about the Tim Walz biography matter and can be a rejoinder, can and will be a visual rejoinder in that regard. But this is going to get very much about 2020. And it's going to be one of the interesting parts of this campaign. How much of 2020 do we revisit? How much of it do we remember and why? And how much can you argue that that was then and this is now and this is about the future, not the past? All those things are going to be fundamental to this campaign. And as we've discussed before, the incumbency arrow has shifted in this campaign. Trump is now the incumbent.
Yeah.
He doesn't hold the title of incumbent, but he is the face of incumbency. And when you're the incumbent and it's a bad year for incumbent, as it is universally this year across the globe, what must you do? What is the imperative of your campaign as an endangered incumbent? Make the challenger too dangerous, too risky.
Let's talk about the other individual who was not selected, Josh Shapiro. And there's a lot of reporting on this, including your own. I just want to cite a Politico story, and you know how plugged in Politico is. Couple items from a story they posted in the last couple hours. Shapiro called Harris's team and made it clear, according to this story, that he was struggling with the decision to leave his current job as governor of Pennsylvania in order to seek the vice presidency. And another part of the story suggests there was not a great feeling coming out of it regarding the meeting. And as you pointed out in your first answer, there was a great connection between Harris and Walz and their teams, and not a strong connection with Shapiro. So is it possible that the vice president herself listened to Josh Shapiro and he's like, well, I don't know if I should do this, and listened to Tim Walz, who said, I'm all in, and that played a part in her selection?
Right. I'm all in, and I'm not a threat, a meta threat to the rest of the party after your presidency is over.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Josh Shapiro is. Josh Shapiro has tremendous ambitions. And this is one of the great differences.
He's a star.
I would say. Pardon me? He's a star. Yes.
Yeah.
And this is one of the dividing lines in politics. Governor Walz is a late-to-life political figure. He started getting motivated when he was age 40. Why? Because he went to a Bush rally in 2004. You know the story better than most.
Yep.
Then ran in 2006, defeated Gil Gutnick, got to politics at age 42, essentially, as a candidate. Josh Shapiro's been in politics his whole life, as has Andy Beshear. His father was governor of Kentucky, okay? They are from-the-womb politicians. Huge ambition, always working on that. Tim Walz does not and will not strike the Democratic Party as a post-Kamala Harris, if she's elected, threat to succeed her. He will be well-positioned, but he might not want to. Who knows? I think that's one of the calculations for Josh Shapiro. The other thing is, Josh Shapiro would have, in Chicago, if not revived, certainly created a different kind of energy and a not necessarily helpful one on the internal party divide about Israel, Gaza, and Hamas.
Okay, so let's talk about that. I am not in any way suggesting that Kamala Harris is anti-Semitic in any way. Her husband is Jewish. Her track record is clear.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So this is not her. Let me be specific about that. But let's be honest. There have been a lot of people commenting about Josh Shapiro in contrast to Tim Walz, in contrast to Mark Kelly, when their views on Gaza, Hamas, and Israel are almost identical, except for one thing. Josh Shapiro is Jewish. Josh Shapiro has called out Bibi Netanyahu, called him one of the worst leaders of all time. But you have folks out there who are positioning against him because he's a Jew. I mean, it's just flat out the truth. What percentage? I don't know, but it's a troubling percentage. So let's play a hypothetical. If he's Josh Johnson, is he the VP nominee today?
You know, he certainly had. Look, he was the as Ricky Bobby would say, the first loser. He came in second place. Yeah. Okay. So he was a serious
contender. Okay, now he's auditioning for a movie, Harrigan. My God, I didn't realize this was a LinkedIn interview.
Ricky Bobby coming up today. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And people wonder why we have him on. I mean, that's it right there.
So I mean, he was there to the last hour, okay?
Yep.
So that is a serious part of the vetting process. And Pennsylvania, 19 electoral votes, can't draw the map of a Harris victory without it. I get all that. In the end, rapport, governing, youth matters, and biography matters. And Tim Walz has as clean a biography of all the available choices, has age, has governing, and has compatibility. All those things won out.
He has a likability to him also.
As a likability. And the one thing I want to point out, because I think this is important, and for this audience, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. All right. There are counties in America that voted Obama, then Trump.
Yep.
They're called pivot counties. And then there are counties called boomerang counties that went Obama, Trump, Biden. Blue Earth County is one of those counties in Minnesota.
Yep.
What is the largest city in Blue Earth County? Mankato. What does Tim Walz know? Tim Walz knows Mankato. He knows Blue Earth County. He understands the politics. He understands how close Trump came to winning Minnesota in 2016. If he had, he would be the first Republican to win it since Nixon in 72. And the reversal of those political fortunes flowed through counties like Blue Earth in Minnesota and nationwide. That's another reason that sort of granular understanding of the kind of conversation Democrats have to be successful in this election that Tim Walz understands.
Dave, here's what I see tonight. Major's going to be engaging with a number of guests, and at some point he's going to say, I made this point earlier on the Chad Hartman show today.
When I was discussing Blue Earth County.
Ed O'Keefe, when I brought up Ricky Bobby on the Chad Hartman show, and then he goes, And like the CBS folks are like troubled by it, but then it captivates. And also all across America, as people are wandering around, they're going, I mean, like weird caught on. The copy machine is going to catch on because of tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see.
I've heard that from a number of women throughout my life on a regular basis. We'll see. And I know what that means. We'll see. Thank you, sir. You're the best. We'll talk soon.
All right.
On the CBS EV News tonight at 5:30. If WCSO TV's on the air.
We'll never know.
I mean, I don't know. Biggest upset of the week. We stayed on the air and TV did it. Who saw that coming?